The U.S. Army may cut 90,000 active duty troops after Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth ordered each branch of the armed services to reallocate 8% of its budget each year for the next few years toward presidential priorities. The nation's largest service branch will need to make some hard decisions as the Pentagon shifts its strategy away from Europe and counterterrorism operations. Military.com spoke to three defense officials familiar with the talks. Those anonymous sources say Army planners are holding confidential meetings to talk about reducing the force to between 360,000 and 420,000 troops, down from its current status of around 450,000 troops. The cuts would be the largest force reduction in years. The motivation behind them is to make the Army a more lean, agile, and specialized unit for future warfare. There's no word on whether cuts to the National Guard or Army Reserves are being discussed. Like we said earlier, all of this is happening after Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth ordered the Pentagon to draw up a plan to free up 8% of its total budget for other programs deemed presidential priorities. Army officials say where the Trump administration wants to cut spending, like on DEI and climate change initiatives, won't be enough to get them to 8%. They say the only way to reduce the budget that much is likely going to come by reducing enlistment numbers. The Army is stretched thin across the globe right now, from counterterrorism operations in Africa to helping bolster NATO's eastern frontline. Critics of the proposed cuts say not only could they hurt mission readiness and effectiveness, but they might also push away talented recruits. The Army just reached its highest recruiting levels in 15 years, and some officials warn a major reduction in service members could hurt an already difficult recruiting environment when it just seemed to be hitting its stride.